She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
The jackpot is $540 on...
Are you smarter than Katie?
I'm all thrown up. You know, I love that American Furniture Gallery sponsors Are You Smarter Than Katie. I love it. Sure. I love it. Just throws me off sometimes just to have
it. I do it every day.
You know, I know. Just throws me off. Let's talk to caller 17. It's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So you heard $540 jackpot. That is where we're getting closer and closer to the record. And will you walk away with the money or do we keep building? We're about to find out. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Question one. Comedian Eric Andre did an interview and was asked about his dating life. He spilled the beans about Madonna trying to hook up with him by sliding into his DMs, which he said he was too intimidated to hook up with Madonna. What does DM stand for?
I'm drawing a blank now. That is...
3 seconds. Two.
Direct message,
one.
I think. Direct
Alrighty. Message. Question two. The Minecraft movie is still overperforming expectations and have caused viral videos of awful teenagers screaming in theaters during key scenes. This has made so many copycats that theater chains are now posting warnings of zero tolerance at screenings. Besides Jack Black, who is the other famous star of the Minecraft movie?
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Question three. A lawmaker in Ohio is trying to pass a bill targeting the Cleveland Browns, one of the worst teams in the NFL, saying the teams that perform so poorly should have their public funds taken away. Ooh. What's the other NFL team in Ohio?
Aside from the Cleveland Browns?
Besides the Browns. 3 seconds. Three, two, one. I'm moving on. Question four. Hershey's chocolate is getting its own movie. Well, it's about the founder, Milton Hershey. The movie will focus on how Milton Hershey came from nothing, built a candy empire, and then poured his fortune right back into his community. It's actually a very amazing story as somebody from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Like, Milton Hershey is an effing icon. Anyway, which of the following is not a Hershey chocolate product? Snickers, Kisses, or Kit Kats?
What was the first one again?
Snickers.
We'll go with Snickers.
What's that?
We'll go with Snickers.
Alrighty. And question five. Bill Gates said in an interview that he plans on continuing his charitable efforts even after he's dead. His children will only inherit 1% of his fortune, and the rest will be given away and invested into charities. If his net worth is $100 billion, how much is 1% of that?
$100 billion? Doing math. That is a lot of zeros. $1 million?
All righty. Yep. Bring Katie back in here, please. And Nicole, what are you doing this morning? What's going on?
I think it was $1 billion. What am I doing? Going to work.
Going to work. And what do you do?
We're getting there. Supervisor. A little bit of that.
Seems like you don't know. It seems like when somebody goes, what do you do?
Little of this, little of that.
Project manager?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a feeling I lost, and so I don't want people to know that I work.
Oh, okay. This is to protect your anonymity.
I get it. All right. Nicole's now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. You know who Eric Andre is, right?
Yes.
Okay, comedian. He was asked about his dating life, and he told a story about how Madonna tried to hook up with him by sliding into his DMs.
How does he know she was trying to hook up?
I think it was probably pretty obvious by what she was saying.
Okay.
But he said he was too intimidated to hook up with Madonna.
Okay.
What does DM stand for?
Direct message.
Direct message. Yes. Question two. The Minecraft movie has created all of these viral videos of awful teenagers in the theater screaming and erupting in applause really loudly for no reason during key scenes. There's no point. It doesn't make any sense.
It's just to make people not be able to see what's going on.
Or just to have everybody disrupt the movie, I guess.
Cool.
But movie theaters are posting zero tolerance warnings at screenings saying, like, go ahead and try it and we will kick your ass out.
Right.
When I took my kids to see the Minecraft movie for my son's birthday, there were crappy teens in the theater doing just that.
Really?
Yep. Besides Jack Black, who's the other famous star in the Minecraft movie?
Jason Momoa.
Who's hysterical in the movie?
Well, that's good.
Question three. A lawmaker in Ohio is trying to pass a bill targeting the Cleveland Browns, one of the worst teams in the NFL, saying the teams that perform so poorly should have their public funds taken away.
Do they get public funds?
Yeah, I think all sports teams get a little bit of public funding because they bring so much to the community.
Okay.
Like, remember when they were building the Golden 1 Center and there was like a whole debate about how much taxpayer money should go toward building that how much should... Okay, it was like a whole thing. Anyway, what is the other NFL team from Ohio?
It's a football team?
Yep.
Bengals.
Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals. Question four. Hershey's chocolate is getting its own movie about the founder of the company.
Yes.
Milton S. Hershey was this awesome guy. Like I said, he came from nothing. He built an empire. Not only built a town with affordable housing for all of his workers, but him and his wife, spoiler alert for the movie, couldn't have kids. And before he died, he gave all of his money to a trust for a private school for orphans, which is now still the third wealthiest private school in the country.
Wow.
And it's still for underprivileged kids.
Oh.
I can't wait for this movie. It's going to be amazing. Which of the following is not a Hershey chocolate product?
Okay.
Snickers, Kisses, or Kit Kats?
Snickers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost tried to trick you and say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And I would say no.
Hershey's makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I know that because there used to be a Hershey's factory in Oakdale, California.
Yeah.
And I took the tour and I saw vats of peanut butter.
Yeah. But it's funny. In Hershey, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, most of the town smells like chocolate, but there's this one section that smells like peanut butter.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. Question five. Bill Gates said in an interview that he plans on continuing his charitable efforts even after he's dead. His kids are only going to inherit 1% of his fortune, and the rest is going to be invested into charities. If his net worth is $100 billion, how much is 1%?
$100 billion is... $10 billion?
You're on the right track. $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
$1 billion. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. Nicole got 3, but Katie got 4.
Oh, my God.
Katie wins again. Ah, this is crazy town. Also, there's a part of crazy town that smells like peanut butter, too. We're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, $560. Unbelievable. Nicole, what is it that you want to tell us, though?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.